Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's almost Friday. It's so close. Oh, my God. It's about 9:11, and we're going to see what everybody had to say today. Mm-hmm. You teased a few of the topics that we're going to be looking at here.
Right. So our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll mention real quick here at the top, though, it's going to be all-time hot. Not all-time, but the hottest we've seen in a week or so. So today is the peak. So extra hot today. Air quality not great. I had one of those pink sunrises at my house today, so... Yeah, that was sort of the kicker for me. I had the windows open and went, oh, look at the sun. That's not the right color.
Let's go ahead and close these.
Mm-hmm. So there's that. Was there anything? Oh, and go A's.
Oh, yes, go A's.
So 800-400-3697, here's a couple. I was born in Beverly, Yorkshire. I'm an old UK beaver.
Oh.
Good for you.
A UK beaver.
When are we getting 714? That's Orange County.
All right.
When are we getting a quarantine secret show?
I don't know. When are we getting one of those?
I don't know.
I actually do not know the answer.
I don't know how to answer that. Maybe someday.
Yeah. Maybe.
We love doing the show. I mean, it was a lot of fun.
There's no question about that.
Things need to be worked out, but
yep.
I cut back a lot during COVID and will be out of credit card debt with my next paycheck. It's such a weight off my shoulders.
Wow.
That's great.
Well, I'm certainly not spending a lot of money on clothes. Not that I ever was, but that's the thing. You know, I think that if you're not going out to stores, you're not using your credit card as much.
We're getting ton of delivery food, though. A ton.
Yeah.
It seems like I'm spending between Whole Foods and Costco, it feels like $1,000 a week.
Oh, my God.
I know. It just doesn't even make any sense. But, you know, there's delivery fees and.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
You know.
You pay for that convenience.
Let's see here. My wife has the Rush Starman tattoo on her back. He gets a little spanking now and then.
Oh.
You got a cool wife, dude.
Yeah.
That is one cool wife.
Actually, that'd be a cool tattoo to get.
Mm-hmm.
I do love Rush.
It's not just milk if you are lactose intolerant, and almond milk is not an actual milk. It's more like almond juice. All right, whatever. I mean, let's not get knifey about it.
Like, right. I mean, what are you going to stab us?
Good morning, Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nicole. I'm so happy you guys are on vacation next week and could take a break. I hope you have a wonderful week off. However, I must say, when I wake in the morning and turn in radio.com and don't hear your lovely voices making me laugh, it makes me realize how much I enjoy and depend on you to get through the mornings. Thank you for all you guys do. Love to all of you.
You will still hear us. We are doing best ofs next week. Is that correct, Bryn? I'm seeing a nod. All right. And Nicole, yes. So you will still be there. And we try to make sure that we don't play something that happened in the 8 o'clock hour in the 8 o'clock hour again. So if you listen at a specific time, it'll be like we're still here. And thank you for the well wishes, because I will say a mental break is often very necessary in this job. I know it's not a manual labor job. I'm not getting blisters from this job, but a break is a nice thing.
Yeah, you recharge your batteries, you get away from the mic for a minute, and then you come back frothing for it.
Yeah, you like can't wait.
Needing it.
Wait to talk. Although, you know, our stories from vacation will probably be pretty boring. Well, I sat here. It was like I was at work, but I wasn't. It's crazy.
Sarah, Vinny, book recommendations, please. Need a gift for my brother, and he loves a good book. Please and thank you. If he hasn't read any of the Galbraith books, then give him the first one. And if he's read some of them, then give him the new one.
Right. Actually, you know what book I keep thinking about? Did you read The Institute, the Stephen King one?
I loved it.
I loved it, too. I keep thinking about it. It's about this little boy and his adventure that he goes, and also about an older dude that they leave at the very beginning of the book. You're like, oh, are we getting back to him? Turns out at some point. But it's about the little boy. You remember, you know the guy I'm talking about? It starts with him. Starts with the guy that I don't want to say.
Oh, the wanderer.
That guy. The cop.
Yes.
Starts with the cop.
Yes.
And then you're like, where'd that guy go?
Right. No,
this book isn't about him at all.
Right. No, I do. I do remember that. And I read that when it first came out and loved it. So
yeah, it's so good.
The Institute is really good, too.
If you like Stephen King, there's a couple for you.
Creepy to think something like that could be going on, right? I mean, it couldn't.
Right. It really couldn't.
No.
But it is, it's, you know, you buy in, you read it, and you're like, this is stupid. And then you're like, I totally believe it.
Try teenage temper tantrums during shelter in place and distance learning. At a time when teenagers want to see their parents the least, and they're seeing them the most, it's not fun. Yeah, I'll give you that. It's one thing to be, you know, chasing a little kid who's happy and having fun, but to be working your ass off for a kid that seems extremely ungrateful, that would be hard.
I will say, if this had happened 5 years ago, I would have been smack dab in the middle of just the worst that it got with the kids, with the boys during their teenage years, you know, when just the eye rolling was at its height, that kind
right,
of thing.
Right, that stuff.
Where the timing was pretty great at Casa Clarke, if there was going to be good timing for something like this.
I saw on YouTube a lot of shows have been quarantined in Vegas resorts and filming.
Really? Well.
I don't know. Okay. Mm-hmm. Someone says, that's just the Big Brother finale, thank God.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I, you know what? I didn't realize they were going to be able to drag it out to the end of the month because they're about to do a 3-people eviction.
I think they'll be down to 6 people after that. So then, yeah, I guess that makes sense. There'll be like 3 more eliminations. And when they get to 3, they usually do the big finale and narrow it down that night.
All right.
I guess.
Poor Chrissy Teigen. So sad. Rest in peace, baby Jack. The Rolling Stones documentary on Netflix is great.
Oh, are you going to watch that?
I'll watch it, sure.
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. I really do. I think the different pressures, a band situation is really weird because there's obviously you have multiple members, so it's not one artist painting a picture. Or, you know, there's multiple artists in one room that their chemistry creates this music, but they also have separate lives and they have to keep this thing on the tracks for the Rolling Stones to have done it this long with all the realities that they've dealt with, the drug problems and the drug problems
and the drunkenness and the drugs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch that. I'd love to see it.
You know, I don't see it here and I meant to tell you about this. Rob Halford of Judas Priest is putting out a memoir, and there were some really funny things in it. I read some excerpts of it this morning, Vinny, and I thought of you. I thought you might be into that. One of the things was that he was recording at a house that John Lennon and Yoko Ono used to use, and they had dual toilets. In one of the bathrooms, there were two right next to each other, and one had a little plaque that said John, and one said Yoko. So maybe they held hands and could never be separated even during their times.
That seems to be the line for me, but yeah. I can, all right, we can hang out for almost everything, but pooping
is a solo
in
activity.
And my family is kept behind closed doors.
Maybe it was more like a germaphobe thing, like I'm the only one that uses this bowl, you're the only one that uses that bowl.
I like that excuse much better.
I like that better too, because holding hands while pooping doesn't seem like a great, it just seems, I don't know. Please let's not. I don't even want to get into what if you're having a hard time? You know,
I listen to your podcast, mostly The Lost 30. You're fun when you're fixing your tech issues.
Oh, is that fun for you? I'm glad you like it. That is, we feel like it's pre-6 a.m. and we are all 70 miles apart from each other. So if something needs to get worked out, that's when we do it.
I will miss you.
People love it.
I will miss you, but you've definitely earned your vacation. Oh, thank you.
Well, that's very nice.
This is about the makeup. Lipstick sales have been hit hard. No need for it when under a mask all day.
I was thinking that. And actually, the more stuff you have on your face, even moisturizer and stuff, you put a mask on over that and it just gets like swampy. So I'm thinking people really just need eye makeup if they're going out. And then on Zoom, I guess you'd use a full face of makeup.
925 says, people are 100% going out. Life is normal. It's scary, but numbers are down. WTF. No one who hasn't taken a test will be allowed on that plane. This is about the Hawaii story I told you, where they're opening back up for tourism. Going to Hawaii is probably the safest possible place to travel right now, and Southwest is keeping middle seats open through at least the end of November. So, yeah, I'm not going to be taking a trip anytime soon, but that's because I have a 2-year-old and other issues in place.
Sure. Right.
But I would consider a trip to Hawaii if I'd had one planned and it was canceled and I had a credit sitting there. Why not? And you said it, Sarah, like right now you're going to have that island to yourself.
Or at least as to yourself as it's ever going to be.
Mm-hmm. I know the locals have been out of work and they say the surf, every surf spot is more crowded than it's ever been because all the locals are just surfing all day, waiting.
They don't have a job to go to.
They're waiting for work.
Yep.
OMG, Vinny, math illness is a real thing. When I was in college, I had to go to the hospital to get.
Workout
or a heart attack when I was in statistics class. Oh. I still say stats almost killed me. P.S. I was not having a heart attack. It was just a massive panic attack.
I can't grasp these stats. Oh, no.
Yep, math is hard, especially now we have to teach it the new way. I'm basically relearning 3rd and 5th grade math.
Yeah, I left all that to John. I was like, I can't do it. I just don't. A, I don't have the patience. B, I don't know how to do math, so... Have a great
and here
time.
It is. Vinny, it doesn't matter if you didn't pay attention to math because it's all different now. That's weird, but I keep hearing that there have been different ways to do
to teach
math.
It.
And then I go, did you just say math? Because I don't talk about math. And I glaze over and I don't hear the rest of the words that person is saying. This is from my guy, Steve. He works at the Sentinel newspaper. Aptos Safeway has strawberries, but they're more expensive than I've ever seen.
Oh.
Yeah, strawberries, and also a bunch of people wrote in to my comment about the wines as well. 2020 will be a bad year for wine in California. The previous fire did not affect the wines here, even in 2017 by the time the fire started. 90% of the wine grapes had already been harvested and were not affected by smoke taint. So I guess this year won't be great, but past years have been okay. Someone also, we got a few people who wrote in about wine. Wineries will not be bottling 2020 wine. So no wine from this year when wineries usually release in 3 years.
Wow. Well, it's the season. Was it August when all these fires started?
Yep.
I mean, it's ongoing, and that would have been smack dab in the growing season, the ripening season.
Here's another one. Napa Valley winemaker here. Harvest was in trouble with the initial fires in August and smoke taint, and then my facility burned down Monday morning.
Oh, well, that'll do it.
Right. Is a vintage we all are going to want to forget. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Me too. Oh, that whole area depends on that.
Another person is writing in. This is 408. Commercially produced marijuana crops are being ruined because of the ash from the fires.
Yeah.
And it's settling on the sticky flower buds.
It is. The ash is no joke. Like, mm-hmm. Everything is a little grayed out around here. And we didn't even get, we only got a few days of the ash.
Part of the deal with the lack of fruit is if the agriculture industry is going to make an insurance claim, they cannot pick it.
Oh,
really? It has to remain on the vine.
Really?
Weird.
Huh.
I wouldn't have ever, why would I know?
Yeah, we're not involved in that. Thanks for telling us.
Sarah, long time listener here. Sarah, you start out by saying you're not going to talk about Big Brother, and then 10 minutes later, you guys are still talking about Big Brother. It's so annoying for those of us that don't watch. Still love you guys.
Sorry about it.
During these quarantine months, I've bought the most makeup. They wrote botten, B-O-T-T-O-N.
Oh.
How did that not correct to something else?
It just had no idea what they were saying. What are you saying? Botten is not a word, and
I've
certainly not spelled like that if it was one.
The most makeup I've ever in my life because I'm at home bored, and I see the ads on.
Oh, I never see ads for makeup. That's weird. They know me so well. Don't waste your time.
And I'm getting to the earlier text. It's surprising to me, anyway, how many people wrote in about Chrissy Teigen.
It's
like
just
a
awful.
Lot of people wrote in. It's apparently many people are suffering with her as she goes through this because it's clear.
Yeah, I don't know how many followers she has, but a lot. And it's because she's so honest and funny. And this is, you know, it is still surprising, though, how much intimate those shots are. She's having a breakdown and maybe holding the baby in one of the pictures. They're rough, those pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yikes. I don't know. Anyway, let's see. Not all parents, Vinny. Some parents don't get... Oh, I already read that one earlier. This is about helping kids into their college experience. And it's surprising how much parents do to get their kids set and settled.
Well, we want them out of the house successfully. Maybe that's it.
Well, and a lot of people wrote in and said, from listening, it doesn't sound like Berkeley ever even stayed at Berkeley. He moved home pretty quick.
No, he was
gone.
He was there for 3 years. He had an apartment for 2.5 of them and he's in his senior year already.
I can't believe that.
I can't either. I mean, he's gonna graduate soon, I guess.
And then what?
Well, he already has a full-time job. He works at a startup, so he's doing full-time school and a full-time job, and we never see him. He comes out for dinner. It's great.
The two kids just live in their rooms. That's crazy.
One of them is gonna conquer the world, and the other one is gonna make music.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with making music.
Zero. Zero wrong with it.
I'd argue that art is super important.
He'll certainly have it his whole life, which will be nice. And we're hoping that the other kid will support us all. So it'll be great. Hope that startup works out, hon.
Anyway, thanks so much for your messages here this morning. Text us anytime. The number's 800-400-3697. More after these on Alice.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Enjoy this Thursday as best you can. It's going to be hot, it's going to be smoky, and the air is going to be bad. I don't really know what else to say. You know what you should do? stay inside and listen to Alice all day. We're open 24/7.
I didn't get confirmation, but I do still believe that Jane is hard at work on her show and getting ready for the afternoon program. Did you get a text from her
today? I did. Here's what she said when we were talking about AC/DC. She says, and we get new Shawn Mendes tonight, too, in addition to AC/DC. Lol.
Ooh. Yay! Yeah. Shawn Mendes, everyone!
I know we're going to get a new Shawn Mendes at, like a midnight thing, or actually it might be midnight because tomorrow will be the new music releases.
Well,
so that's
listen
exciting.
To me
holding your breath waiting for it. All right, fantastic. You know what, just should I stall to make you release that breath or should I say goodbye? Okay. He's back, everyone.
All right, I'm not
all right, we'll check it tomorrow breath. It's gonna be a crazy Friday and we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.